Father, we often pass through situations, experiences, and trials and tribulations which we don't understand. Father, help us to walk by faith, not by sight, trusting you, knowing that your goodness is determined towards us because we love Jesus Christ, your Son, because we have found him, because he has saved us from our sins by his death, by his blood shed upon the cross of Calvary. Father, help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to trust you in all our circumstances. If we're facing difficult times this very day, Lord, we ask that you be with us. If we are going through the valley of the shadow of death, we pray that you would be with us. Your rod and your staff would comfort us. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you are that God who has saved us from our sins, who has promised that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We ask that you be with us now and that you'd write your word upon our hearts. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackareth. This is the devotion for April the 26th. We walk by faith, not by sight. Numbers 13, verses 1, 2, and 17 to 21, and 23 to 33. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Spurgeon says, Because of the hardness of the people's hearts, the Lord permitted Moses to send spies, and it had been far better for them to have believed the word of the Lord, and to have followed the pillar of cloud. How foolish for them to have the land spied out, which the Lord had long before spied out for them. The Bible continues, Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. Spurgeon says, The best men should always be the most ready for works of daring and self-sacrifice. He is noblest in the church who is readiest to be the servant of all. Verse 17, And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain. And see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And what the land is, they that dwell in, whether it be good or bad. And what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be good wood therein or not. Be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they bare it between two upon a staff. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. Spurgeon says they brought home conclusive evidence of the fertility of the country. This cluster of Eshcol is typical of those holy comforts which saints enjoy, even in this world, which are earnests of the joys hereafter. Verse 24. The place was called the brook Eshcol, because the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence, and they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Spurgeon says, Every day of spying cost Israel a year of wandering. Walking by sight is expensive work. Verse 26. And they went and came to Moses, and to Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them, and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover we saw the children of Anak there. That would be giants. Verse 29, The Amalekites dwelt in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Spurgeon says, Thus the report of sight was altogether discouraging. How much better would it have been for Israel had they walked by faith? Every circumstance which could discourage the heart, these spies took careful note of, but they omitted or misinterpreted many hopeful tokens. If we will leave the line of faith, we are sure to be sorely put to it. verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature." And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come from the giant of their giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Spurgeon says, "But what of all this if they had but believed their God? Had he not smitten the Egyptians?" Caleb and Joshua had faith, and hence they had courage. But unbelief is cowardly. Oh, for grace to trust in the Lord and cease from all confidence in man. Then shall our lives grow great and good before the Lord. Amen.